Good morning. It's 8:39. It's FLX Morning Tuesday, and it's time to get healthy with Your Medicine at Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted.
And how are you today?
I'm very well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Now, I was right, because I always stress out now, because whenever I think somebody's a first-timer, they say, no, I was on 2 years ago or something, but we actually do have a first-timer today, and we'll meet her in a moment, but first off, news and events. I know we have the holiday remembrance trees and lights at Geneva General, Soldiers and Sailors, and Huntington Living Center.
We do, and we're thrilled, and it makes such a big impact. So our auxiliaries are amazing. They support us. They help us get equipment that's needed. They help us with activities and long-term care and just make it an actual, it's not just during holidays. They really make it year-round amazing. So if you would like to honor someone, if you would like to remember someone, give us a call, check on our website. You can do it at any three of our facilities. Each one does it a little bit differently, but it's very meaningful to us, and it's usually very meaningful to the person, and they'll get a little note saying you did something in their honor or in their memory.
Now, do your partners in Rochester do anything like this?
I do believe that some of the other affiliate hospitals do some tree lightings and things, so I think it's kind of special everywhere. But yes, I say we're going to keep these traditions and add more, and that's what's part of great about being part of the affiliation now.
And then also a week from tomorrow, there's a Red Cross blood drive, Geneva General Hospital, from 10 to 3.
And so needed, as we all know.
Yeah, still short.
Such a shortage, always. And I'm someone who, years ago, was just having this conversation. I had eight units transfused at one point in my life. So I'm so grateful for people who give this, because you never know when you do it. So for me, it was literally delivering a baby, and I needed that. So who would have ever guessed, right? Let alone people who are on the road in the accident. So let's hope people are safely driving. It's time to be safe. Slow down during these holidays. Be careful. Saw some of those reports on the news last night, even about traffic accidents. So slow down, but absolutely sign up. Come to our blood drive. It's needed all the time. Even when people pre-plan for surgeries and things, it is a constant need, and it is something that we can all do and save lives.
All right, we're going to talk today about healthy holiday eating.
We are, and I'm so excited. I love when we have someone new, and I'm also so excited that she's with us, period, that we have her now. So Amanda Vidala is our chief corporate dietitian. She has been with us about 6 months. We were just talking about this. We're going to talk a little bit of her path, but we're going to talk about healthy holiday eating. It's the perfect time of year, and we're just going to prep, and you can be healthy, and you can enjoy it. You can do both.
All right. Amanda, welcome.
Hi. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Now, I have a cousin who's in that field as well. And one of the things about what you do is it can be done in so many different settings. So what got you interested in diet and nutrition, and particularly in a medical facility setting?
Okay. Well, this is a fun question. So I actually started in a food service when I was just out of high school. I wanted to own a restaurant. So I went to school for restaurant management and learned all these things. And then I actually started from there as a diet technician, because that's what I could do with my degree then. And then I loved the science behind it, learning about health and disease. And so from there, I decided, I really wanted to learn more. I went back, finished my bachelor's at Syracuse University in nutrition science, did the internship to become a dietitian, and then continued with my public health master's. So that's kind of my background a little bit. I went to finish my to do my MBA at Columbia, but I started working full time as a dietitian before I finished.
Wow.
So someday maybe.
Incredible story. Yeah,
I'll maybe
great
do that.
Path.
So yeah.
So now, do people hide from you when you come into the break room and they've got their donuts and stuff? Do they feel like they're busted?
I don't know. I think if they know me, they don't. They know I'm okay with I support enjoying food and that kind of stuff. So
here we go. Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple of days, and the whole month of December is an endless parade of cookie trays and everything else. So one of the things I've been hearing new this year, or at least recently, is all of these weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy, and how they're changing, holiday eating. What do those do? Do they depress appetite?
They do. So that's a big one that's talked about a lot. They do. It was actually created for people with diabetes.
Yeah.
So that's what it was used for. It does, it ended up suppressing people's appetite. They lose weight and they lose it rapidly. It only works for a couple months. So they lose a significant amount of weight and then they baseline. So they don't lose any more after that. But that's what it does. It suppresses their appetite.
And is that a, in your opinion, a healthy way to go? A lot of times people lose weight rapidly and they gain it back rapidly. I mean, it's
right.
Without attitude changes and lifestyle changes, it's pretty hard for weight loss to be permanent, right?
Yes, exactly. That is my opinion on it. When we do these diets and just jump into weight loss without educating ourselves, without making lifestyle changes, what happens is, like you said, the weight goes, but then they stop the drug. And it comes back because there's no changes. There's no permanent changes. They haven't learned anything. It's important to make like healthy lifestyle changes, adding like walking or some exercise, adding healthier foods versus, more of the unhealthier foods they were eating. So it's important to do, a combination and have balance. And if you don't learn those things and you just lose the weight, you don't have any way of knowing what to do when the drug wears off and it's not there anymore.
Is it okay on Thanksgiving, if we're healthy the rest of the time and we're practicing relatively healthy habits, can we just go nuts on Thanksgiving and eat what we want?
Well, I mean, there's ways to enjoy food. Thanksgiving, everyone loves talking about food, tasting food, having fun with food, and it's great, and food should be enjoyable. I think there's some things we can do on holidays that could be more healthy, such as adding more protein to our plates, less like more of the turkey, less of the, potatoes, maybe putting like gravy on the side and dipping it instead of just throwing a whole bunch on the plate. So there's things, we can do to be healthier on holidays, but
yeah. A lot of times it's what we put on top, It's like you get yourself a nice healthy salad and then douse it in fatty dressing.
Yes, and there's ways to eat a great salad too. Add nuts, add sunflower seeds, add cranberries, add all this stuff that's healthy for you where you don't need as much dressing. And I think that goes for everything on Thanksgiving. We can make our recipes healthier. We can do green beans with garlic and mushrooms or fun stuff or green bean casserole without adding, tons of butter and stuff like that. So we can make everything healthy.
And that's what I was going to talk about next is preparation. Mm-hmm. What are some things that we can do differently in preparing or maybe mistakes people make in preparing the traditional Thanksgiving dinner that makes it less healthy?
Well, I think like the turkey can be prepared in many different ways. Roasting it, we don't, versus like deep frying it, which is okay. If you deep fry your turkey, don't feel guilty and still eat some turkey.
The audience already knows. Yeah. That's what we're doing today.
But I mean, those are just some things you can do different. Roast it. You can do, like we do baby carrots with cinnamon and a little brown sugar. And I use like the butter with canola oil. Versus like the saturated butter. I do that in like potatoes. So I use like that, the oil or margarine versus like the butter with the saturated fat.
Some of these substitutions really are right. So if you're having that deep fried turkey, you can balance it by substituting a few things.
Yes.
Do you have favorite substitutions you recommend? You just gave us one tip for sure. Mm-hmm. Instead of straight butter, go with the margarine with a little canola oil.
Butter. I like the Splenda. That's what I like. Bake with it. I love it. It tastes good for me. And I've never heard anyone notice a difference in it. Or I'll get like the Splenda that has sugar and Splenda in it. It's a mix. Okay. And I use that a lot. I'll substitute like butter or sugar for applesauce. I do that in some breads. There's stuff like that. I use Greek yogurt. Sometimes I'll just add it.
Yeah.
For the extra protein, for the extra nutrients. I'll add some fruit. And those are just things we can add. I've done brownies with black beans, and they're delicious.
Ooh.
So cooking is fun, and we can you know, realize that there's all this healthy stuff we can add and use and try, and it's a lot of fun.
My wife has a recipe for zucchini crisp.
Ooh.
Tastes exactly like apple crisp, the way you spice it, but it's all zucchini.
Yeah.
And every time you serve it, people swear, no, there's some apples, right?
Yes.
Nope, there's none.
Wow. Yes, exactly.
And even the nuts on salad you mentioned, you know what I mean? You don't think about how to add some protein in.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best weight loss tips that someone ever gave me, and it's always been my life struggle, really, since I've been an adult. So kid, no trouble. But as an adult, this has been my struggle. And one of the best tips was think less about what you're giving up and more about what you can add.
Right.
So for example, trying to get those five fruits and vegetables a day, you're adding more fruits and vegetables in to get your minimum, but you're actually then having that, you're adding more fiber. Or if you're adding something to your salad, you're not thinking as much about what you can't have, you're actually adding something.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I did find that when you're thinking more about what can I add to make a little twist, or what can I add through my day to try to, so, and it was a great tip from a colleague who was very healthy, and she was just a really good role model. And she's every day she would bring and have an orange on her desk, an apple on her desk. She would say, I'm just trying to decide what I can add to my day, whether it's even if it's drink, you know, obviously we all know the rule about drink more water, et cetera. But she was thinking, I'm going to focus more on adding things instead of taking things away. And what happens is you end up substituting throughout your day without realizing.
All right. My problem is I add way too many things to the plate. So let's talk portion control. I'm terrible with that. I keep trying to tell myself, just have a little of each thing, and then if you really want a second of something, you can have it.
Yes. Well, if you fill your plate with more of the protein, then you will have less room for all of the other things, the potatoes. So I think, like Laura was just saying, adding more. So don't think about it as, you know, you can't have this, I can have more turkey.
Right.
So I'm going to take more of that delicious turkey, I'm going to put the gravy on the side, and I'm going to try as many different things as I can and add just little bits to the plate. So I think that's, you know, a good way. When we start thinking negative about food, we feel guilty.
Yeah.
And we don't have to. Food's great. We need it. And we should add more. More, it'll keep us fuller. The more we eat, the healthier we eat, the fuller we're going to be, and the less of that unhealthy stuff we're going to eat.
So. One of the changes in the nutrition field over the last few years has been the government went from the pyramid to the plate. What are is that an improvement in your opinion?
I think it's much easier for people to understand. The amounts haven't really changed, but I think it gives us it's simpler, and it gives people, you know, a better understanding versus like you have like a plate that you can relate to and see versus like a pyramid.
How do we teach young kids?
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have young kids, as you know, so I don't push foods on them, but I like to have them try different things, get to really know what they like on their own. And you know how kids are, they like something, the next day they don't like it, and that's okay. That's okay. Just let them try different
exposure.
Things. Yes, exposure. Just
so many things. People say the earlier you expose people, the larger their palate is and the more. And as I'm a weird, finicky, picky, odd eater, so I'd love to eat cheese for every meal.
Yeah.
So, for example, if people are exposed earlier and longer to things, I think the more wide their palates can be, the more likely they're going to see food as fuel and see food as fun and not grow up with this restrictive.
Yes. My four-year-old loves carrots out of the package with the skin on them.
That
is his favorite snack. I know it's odd, but he likes the carrots. And I never really pushed anything on him. I always gave him different options. I always let him pick what he wanted. You know, I wasn't like, you have to eat your vegetables, else, you know, you can't have this. It's kind of like, eat what you like, and you'll figure it out on your own, and just give the options here so they can pick it. And he'll eat, like, the raw broccoli. He'll eat stuff like that. So
I think the message is getting through now, because I always talk about convenience stores. A few years ago, you didn't see, you walk into a convenience store now, and they'll have bananas or apples or oranges.
Yes.
So there's that recognition that, that everybody doesn't just want sugar and salt.
Right, yes. Yes, that's a great point. That's very true. And it's still hard to find some places, you know, when you go out and you're looking for something healthy, and kind of all they offer is that deep fried, you know, stuff. It makes it a little bit challenging. But that's a great point. Yeah.
How do you navigate all of the parties and things if you're trying to be good and, you know, you don't want to seem rude to the host or hostess? You know, if you just say, well, no thanks, I'm not going to have the cookie, or I'm just going to have one.
Well, you know, I think it's okay to try the different food. You know, you don't have to. You can try food. You don't have to feel guilty. Just, I wouldn't stay hungry all day, like not eat all day and then just go to the party, because then you're going to be hungry and you're going to eat more. You know, fill yourself up on these, the snacks, the breakfast, you know, eat a good lunch, and then you'll go. You can try, you can, you know, savor the flavors, and you don't have to indulge.
All right. Amanda, thanks for coming in. It was great. Good to meet you. And
I'm sure
we'll talk again, and I'll forget that we talked before when you come in next time.
Right. Maybe me too.
you're busy these days, aren't you?
I am busy, and I love it, and it makes the days fly. So look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks.
All right. I will as well. Thank you.
And have a wonderful
Enjoy your holidays with your young children and your older children. And I've got two older ones, and we're going to have a great dinner on Thursday.
Say have a wonderful family dinner and have a wonderful radio station family dinner.
We will. I will try my best to learn to apply the lessons I've learned today. All right. Thanks for your time as always. We appreciate it. It's now 8:55. It's FLX Morning.